The following is a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.
Well, hi there, everybody. I'm Sean Wood, and welcome to the Sprint Car Show, the Down Under Report, for Friday, January the 19th. Our guest today is a six-time winner of the Grand Annual Sprint Car Classic. We'll talk with him next here on the Sprint Car Show, the Down Under Report, presented by Kinzer Air Filters. Proudly made in the USA.
With more than 30 years' experience in the industry, Kinzer Air Filters have earned the trust of racers from local tracks to the national scene. Kinzer Air Filters offers a 360 dome positive charged air filter, the cleanest air filter on the market. Easy to use, can be cleaned with soap and water. From sprint cars and midgets to late models, drivers rely on Kinzer Air Filters as a brand they can trust while being economically affordable. Trust, support, and pride. Three words that will sum up your experience with Kinzer Air Filters. Roger Kinzer believes in his clients and thanks everyone for their continued support. To learn more, call Roger at 812-327-7103. That's 812-327-7103. Keep watching for the newly redesigned Kinzer Air Filter website. Kinzer Air Filters, proudly made in the USA.
Hi, this is Luke Bowie driving the 55AU. You're listening to the Sprint Car Show with Sean Wood.
Welcome back to the Sprint Car Show. Well, if you guessed Danny Smith, you were correct. He is the driver who is a six-time winner of the Classic. We caught up with Danny during the week and asked him how his travels to Australia actually began.
A fellow named Bob Asom got a Gambler dealership from Gambler Chassis Company here in the States. So C.K. Spurlock, owner of Gambler, sent me down with the car and wanted me to promote their product. So that's how I started going to Australia. And down there, they said, well, we got the big race. We call it the Classic, and I never heard of it. And got down there, and at the end of the kind of end of our tour there, got down to this little town in the border of Australia, Victoria. And sure enough, it was a big deal for them, and just another race to me, kind of. I was pretty young and cocky, but man, it's turned into something over the years. It's really, really, it's their Knoxville Nationals, if you want to say. And that's how I started going down to promote the Gambler product.
And of course, you would go on to be a six-time winner of the Classic. You're the only driver in its history, and it's been going on since 1973, to win it three times in a row. And when you think back on that, and you look at some of the names in Australia that hadn't won the Classic, what's that feeling like to know what you've been able to accomplish and yet the talent that is in Australia that was not able to accomplish?
Yeah, that's a big feat. And of course, now the older I get, the more I appreciate everything. And yeah, three times in a row. We were actually going for four, and I'm pretty sure we had them covered. And got an accident and broke my shoulder on the, would have been our fourth in a row. Pretty sure we had them covered. That was on the preliminary night. So it's a pretty big deal. Kind of a notch in your belt there to do that, and I think guys have tried. Kerry Madsen has got a few in a row. I'm not sure exactly how many, but yeah, it's a pretty neat deal to do that and just to win it six times. And Gary, I wanted to win seven at Ty Gary Rush, but that never happened.
And as you mentioned, Gary, with seven, the leader now for wins in the Classic. Tell me about that rivalry between you and the legendary Gary Rush.
Well, when I went, he was the guy to beat. He was their Steve Kinzer, so to speak. And kind of every year throughout the 80s and even into the 90s, it was either me or him. Sometimes it was just a matter of we started on the front row several times, and sometimes it was who got to jump on the green flag, that's who's going to win, because we were both pretty equal back then. And when you go in and beat their hero a few times, that's a Well, that's a good feeling to have. And he was certainly their hero for a lot of years.
It seemed like you always had a love-hate relationship, and not in a real bad way, but they love to hate you because you're beating their hero, but you also love to stir the pot a little bit and have fun with the Australians. Where do you see, now as you look back on it, your relationship with the Australian fans?
When I first went, anybody from America instantly got booed because the guys that went before me, they hammed it up really well. They had this big rivalry, Australia versus USA. A lot of the guys before me, say Gary Patterson, he really stirred the crowd up. So by the time I got to going there, it was, if you're in America, you instantly got booed. Then I went year after year after year after year, and they kind of quit booing me and kind of embraced me as their Yankee, I guess. But the good old days, it was a big rivalry. Not only Danny Smith, Gary Rush, it was USA versus Australia type of rivalry. You don't have that as much now as we used to have it, but it's pretty fun back then to roll with it and get the crowd stirred up.
And of course, back then when you won your first race, that was the year 1983, when the Australians defeated the Americans in the America's Cup and snapped the longest winning streak in the history of the world. And then they still won't let us forget about as well. So that probably only added a little extra fuel to the Australia-American racing rivalry. Besides Warrnambool, did you have any other favorite tracks that you enjoyed racing at all the time, or did you just thoroughly enjoy your entire time and being able to race down in Australia?
Yeah, I enjoyed the entire time. I had a lot of success at the Parramatta Speedway up in the Sydney area. But between that and Warrnambool, those were my two favorite tracks. So Sydney won a lot of races there. And of course, over the years, got a lot of friends. And saw a few of them at the Cherry Bowl the other day. So it was kind of cool.
And I was curious to find out, when you first went over, and having not seen these tracks before, were you able to look at the tracks that you raced at in and around Ohio? And were there any similarities between the track in Sydney and Warrnambool to the racetracks that you were racing on at the time? Not only just in Ohio, but throughout the country.
Really, the only track that was very similar was the Parramatta track in Sydney. It was a quarter mile track with inside of a horse track, and very similar to Attica Speedway. That was one that was that you could really relate to. Now, their other tracks were more of a D-shaped, all small. But the hard part was getting used to is they always prepare their tracks in between races. So, like, right before the feature, they'll go out and dig that thing up and rework it and try to make the track as best as could be, sometimes too good. Where in the United States, you kind of let them go all night long, and they might give it a sprinkle of water or something, but that's about it. So that was the hardest thing getting used to was having them go out and get the car set to the racetrack, and then they go out and rip it up and make it brand new again. That was the hardest thing to get used to, really.
So that was harder than getting used to the fact that they put more emphasis on heat racing and have more heats during the night than what we normally would have in our typical Saturday night of a set of heats, B main, and then the A main.
Yeah, and they still do that. They run two rounds of the heat, even with the amount of cars they get. I think back in the old days, the car counts were lower, and they kind of filled in the night with two rounds of heat races kind of to make the show. And that works pretty well when there's a low car count. But now they have 50, 60, 70 cars show up at about any given race, and that makes for a long night. They start a lot earlier in the evening than we do. I could never figure out why they ran two heats. Let's just one on and run the main event. That's what the people are here for. But that's just kind of took me a while to realize that's the way they do it. Just kind of roll with their flow and not try to get them to convert to how we're used to doing it. And then we got to convert to how they do it. And kind of tough to get used to, but we got there.
So will you be going back anymore as a fan, or do you have one more race left than you back in Australia?
Well, I kind of called the Classic my last one and made special shirts, so I probably won't do the Classic anymore, but I'm not saying I'll never go back. I'd like to. Just kind of just play by ear. I'm getting, I'm 60 now, and I'm just kind of sick of all the traveling and all this and that, but I would definitely love to go back to Sydney one more time and race there and call it my last race in Sydney, because a lot of friends and fans there. But you just never know. We'll have to stay tuned and find out, I guess.
And you mentioned you participated out in the Chili Bowl this past weekend, and curious to find out what the plans are for 2018 for you.
2018 is going to be probably like a pick and choose type thing, go where we think we can have the most fun and win some races. We're going to start out in Florida here in a few weeks and run the All-Star Circuit Champions at the Bubba Raceway, and then another 4 weekends of 360 stuff that started at Bubba's through East Bay and then up to northern Milton, Florida, and then into Mississippi, and then we'll get back home in the middle of March, and maybe hopefully things will settle down where we can get to racing up here in the north.
All right, Danny, thanks so much for your time. Greatly appreciate it, and enjoy chatting with you here about the Classic, one of the premier, if not the premier race in all of Australia these days.
Yeah, I call it the premier race. They do have an Australian title, which you get to you get to carry the number one, but they don't let Americans run it, so I don't see how it can be the premier race. So that makes their Classic race the number one race to win, and I'm just glad to go there and win it a few times, and that's coming up, and wish everybody luck over there.
We want to thank Danny for his time and joining us here on the Sprint Car Show, the Down Under Report. We would like to let you know that we did, through the efforts of longtime motorsports personality Wade Unger in Australia, reach out to Gary Rush, who holds the record for 7 wins in the Classic. And we did send off an email to Gary to see if he would like to be a guest on the show. But as of this broadcast, we have not heard from him. However, that's absolutely understandable. But anytime that Gary wants to be a guest on the show, he is absolutely more than welcome to do so. We want to thank Wade Unger for his efforts in trying to make that happen as well. On night number one of the Classic, it was Brooke Tatnall taking the win over Kerry Mattson, who is having a phenomenal season down in Australia, and Luke Dillon was third. Lots of other news and notes happening from around the world of sprint car racing. We'll catch up on all that next week on our regular podcast, The Sprint Car Show. Plus, we'll hopefully have the winner of the Classic for you next week here on The Sprint Car Show, The Down Under Report, brought to you by Kinzer Air Filters, proudly made in the USA. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Sean Wood.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.